This is shiur number 13 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. In this shiur, we bring down additional sources that seem to argue with the Chazon Ish by showing that there is indeed a valid concept of relying on Hashem to the point where He will surely provide a good outcome. In the Kutras Pelek HaShtiko uPelek HaDibor, written by Rav Shlomo Volbe, he presents a powerful tradition regarding the nature of reliance. We have a tradition in the name of Rav Yisrael Salanter that if someone has absolute bitachon and reliance that he will achieve a certain thing, Hashem will bring him that exact thing he is relying on. Even though we do not find this concept explicitly written in the published works of Yisrael Salanter, many historical stories indicate that this was in fact his active opinion. A famous story illustrating this is recorded in Sefer Tenuas HaMusar, Chelek Aleph, page 295. A certain laborer listened to a lecture delivered by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter on the Inyan of Bitachon, where Yisrael explained that a person can get whatever they want if they have full unwavering reliance. After the lecture, the laborer approached Rabbi Yisrael and asked if this was literally true. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter agreed and declared that he would accept full responsibility for this truth. If you, the laborer, will rely on Hashem to give you 10,000 rubles, Hashem will certainly give you those 10,000 rubles. Taking this to heart, the laborer quit his job, stayed at home, and spent his days reciting Sefer Tehillim, relying entirely on Hashem for the money. Days and weeks passed, and all the money and food in his house were completely exhausted. Once hunger began to strike the household, his wife pressured him to return to Rav Yisrael Salanter and ask why the Havtacha, the promise, had not yet taken effect. When the laborer asked Rabbi Yisrael, he responded, "I do not retract my promise, but if you are becoming impatient, I will pay you 5,000 rubles right now in exchange for the schos, for the merit to receive your 10,000 rubles from Shemayim." The laborer immediately eagerly agreed to the deal. Rabbi Yisrael turned to him and said, "Go back to work. If you're willing to switch the 10,000 rubles for 5,000, it is proof that you do not actually possess bitachon. And because you do not have full reliance, you will not achieve what you are relying on for. So we shouldn't fool ourselves when we think we have bitachon, because most of us do not, even though we think we do." Another highly authoritative source is Avi HaYeshivos, page 224, written about the life of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, records a dispute between Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the Rishash. While sitting in the base midrash of the Gra in Vilna, they entered into argument regarding bitachon. In the Rishash's position, Rishash held that a person cannot rely on Hashem to be given luxuries. Rabbi Yisrael argued that this is indeed possible to rely on Hashem for luxuries. He stated, "I'll prove it to you. I'm currently in the need of a watch. For various reasons, a watch is considered a luxury for me, and I'm relying on Hashem to give me one." Shortly thereafter, the door of the base midrash opened. A man approached the Rishash and informed him that a friend of theirs had passed away. Before passing, the friend had left a tzava, a will, instructing that his watch be given to the Rishash, with the condition that the Rishash handed over to the one of the Purushim who needed it. Recognizing the immediate divine intervention, the Rishash took the watch, gave it directly to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and conceded that Rabbi Yisrael's opinion on Bitochen, This event is highly verified. In Sefer Igras al HaBitachon, page 23, it notes a tradition transmitted directly from the Beis HaLevi to Rav Chaim to the Brisker Rav. There's also a Kabbalah that this story actually occurred, which was also confirmed by the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. One of the premier disciples of Rav Yisrael Salanter was the Alter Minivardik. In his foundational work, the Sefer Madrigas Adam, in the section of Darche Bitachon, Perek Beis, he details the extreme power of reliance. He writes that a master bitachon possesses a power so immense that even if he finds himself in a place where, according to natural logic, it is impossible to be provided with sustenance, he should remain entirely unafraid. He must remain betuach, sure that he will achieve his needs, viewing the salvation as if it has already been delivered to him. It is a vaday, it's a certainty that he will be provided for, le'yechzer le'me'umo, he will not be lacking anything. The author tells a story of a person studying Torah late at night, which has since been publicized. It was a personal story about the author himself. Because the person had a high level of bitachin. He did not prepare an extra candle for the night. When the first candle burnt out, he sat in complete darkness with no logical source of light. Suddenly, an unknown traveler entered and handed him a candle. If a person fully relies on Hashem, his needs will be met, even through highly unexpected and unusual messengers. The author concludes that it is within the capacity of every single person, la'amod chazak b'daitoy u'smichas liboy, to stand strong in his mind and reliance of his heart, the nefesh b'detchoynoy, and his soul in his reliance, to fill his soul with a menucha shlema, complete peace. If he achieves this, whatever he is lacking will eventually come to him of his own accord. This extreme view of bitachon is applied particular even to modern scenarios. Rav Avigdor Nevensol, in his work Sichas al Shemois Amid Kuf Memvav, page 146, writes, the Navarak view, according to the Navarak approach, if a person needs to take a bus or find transportation to a specific location, even if there is no proper or scheduled transportation available, he can rely on Hashem, and he will miraculously find the proper transportation he needs.